you for the next half hour to join us for interviews, discussion, inspiration, and for strategies to help you fulfill your potential, both in life and in business. Welcome back to Remarkable Woman Radio. I'm Mandy Beverly, and I am here with Carolyn Banks. Carolyn, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Look, Carolyn is the CEO of Venus Business Women's Network, and this is a networking and training and development company. And I think that it's doing a lot of great work this year in New Zealand business.
Thank you very much.
Cool. So one of the basic things that you're doing is you are setting up a business community to help women in business thrive.
Venus has been going over 10 years, but the focus really over the last couple of years is to set it up so it's a one-stop shop to help women in business. So we provide networking, we provide training and development, we are a registered charity, so the whole idea long-term is that we reinvest in our members and help them grow and develop their businesses.
I love that, and I love the fact that you have become a one-stop shop for them. So the networking is so important because it gets everybody up from behind their computers, and then the academy is the training and development which keeps people learning and actually structuring their businesses in a really great way.
Well, and if a business to survive, it needs to thrive. So business is changing all the time. Our skill sets change. What we need to know changes. And in the network, we have over 800 people with different skill sets. As well as that, we have the academy. So really, we can find somebody to sort your problem out or help you no matter where you are at in your business.
Oh, I love that. I think that's so important. And you know, I think as you've probably talked about this before, but women bring something else to the table as well when they're in business, don't they?
Yeah, women bring empathy, feeling. They read situations quite differently. Women also bring a lot of self-doubt. So that's where a women's network, we support one another. And often, you know, the thing that I'm saying to people most is you can do it. But, yeah, women do bring a lot different emotion to business, but I think it's emotion in a good way. And it's thoughtfulness as well.
Yeah, well, that's always good in business, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, how is what we're doing going to impact those around us?
Yeah, well, I think women have this skill of actually looking at a situation and looking at it from a lot of different angles rather than just sort of one or two dimensionally. So they sit down and they understand how their product or service is going to affect people and how it's going to how they're going to sort of tune into people as well, I think. So they have a wider understanding rather than just having a product service that it's good so you should buy it. In fact, a lot of women's businesses have an emotional background to them. They're doing something because they've seen a need or because they've experienced a need.
I think it's actually really cool because I've been a member of Venus for a few years now, and I love watching people, myself included, that you're holding your cards pretty close to your chest about what you do, but when you actually start to talk to people and tell people what you're doing, their confidence goes. It's no longer just about them anymore. It's actually about the people that they serve, and they sort of gain in confidence and just to actually be able to talk with a really supportive group of people about their business, because it's so important that we actually give everyone a voice to talk about what they're doing, right? Because it's important to them. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't be doing it otherwise.
Well, I think the power of the collective energy and the brain power as well. And the one thing that I love is that you do see women who come in and have some pretty strict views or certain views about themselves and their business, and they get to look at it from other people's viewpoint. They get the reassurance, but you actually see if they were holding their cards close to the chest, you see them probably after 6 months they're down on the table and everybody is helping them.
Yeah. And I've seen that too, even when they're going, I'm having a really tough week, everyone just sort of grabs around them, and it's actually, it's really cool just to see that everyone, because you know, sometimes people have an unrealistic expectation that business is going to be easy, and of course it's not.
If you want an easy life, don't run your own business.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they sort of say that it's the best way to do personal development is open your own business. Now, you, but talking about developing yourself, you're a sailor, master networker. You also got a fur baby called Tilly.
That's right.
And you live on a yacht, and I know that that must have really grown your comfort zone to to basically not only learn to live on a yacht, but actually to sail it by yourself as well, because I can't imagine that's the easiest thing to do.
It's probably like anything in life. Living on a yacht is the easy part. Understanding boats and sailing is probably the harder part. I kind of thought when I bought the boat and lived on it, how hard can it be? And I would say probably for that first 12 months, my learning, it wasn't a learning curve. I was literally going straight up.
Vertical, yeah.
It was vertical. But it's like anything, you've kind of got to think things through. You've got to think about where you want to be and how you're going to get there. And then with the boat, I have it set up now so that I can sail it safely by myself. It's also, safety to me is a really important part of it because I'm often on the boat by myself. So I'm not going to do anything stupid that's going to put me overboard or anything like that, because the breathing in, breathing out, living, waking up each morning, I'm kind of fond of. But yeah, it's probably been a great metaphor for business. I've found myself a couple of times in situations on the boat when I've thought, oh, hell, how am I going to get myself out of this? And I do remember one time in particular, rather than getting anxious, I just zoned out and figured out exactly what I needed to do. Don't panic. Figure out what you need to do and just do it.
That's actually really good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that brings us on to part of the Venus vision, as we've said, is to be a networking and training company, to be a one-stop shop for New Zealand businesswomen, no matter where they are on their journey.
That's
and
right.
And you have this new product out called Business Essentials, which is kind of not so new, but it's being delivered in a new way. And so so can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, Venus Business Essentials is literally about the basics of setting your business up and getting yourself up and running. And the reason that we've turned it into an online course, it was a six-month, $1,500 course, but I realised suddenly that, well, not suddenly, I realised over the last 12 to 18 months, a lot of people don't actually do the basics for their business. They have a good idea, they get going, but then as the business starts to grow and develop, they fall over. So Venus Business Essentials is about those basics. It's about going through and figuring all of those things out around your sales, around your marketing, around your financials, understanding what you're doing and why you're doing it, understanding who your clients are, understanding how to communicate with them. And it's very much about dotting the I's and crossing the T's. I found actually when I was recording the videos for it that I actually learned a lot myself. Although I've been running a business since 1998, it's amazing what you forget. And some of those things that when you go back to the basics, that you actually, it just changes things hugely. So what I do now is I've just made a commitment to myself to run myself through that every year, because sometimes, as I said, we get to the point where we get so in our heads that we actually need to go back to basics and just double check everything.
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. And we launched it to our members at the beginning of November, and it's gone gangbusters. And I know a lot of them are going to be sitting down over Christmas, New Year, doing that, rewriting their business plan, and then getting stuck in for 2020. Because what a lot of them have also realised is your business at the beginning of 2020 is going to be quite different to the business that you started 2019 off with.
It's a really, really good point, isn't it? You know, and just even just that 12 months and that extra experience that you have, the extra refinement around the niche or around the clients or some of the things that you thought you were doing, you now haven't done a lot of, but you're actually doing something different. And how is that benefiting the company? And
well, and it's sometimes about actually also looking at some of those great ideas. I mean, I've had thousands of great ideas, but some of them have never come to fruition because I've realised that they sounded like great ideas, but practically they weren't, or they're not going to work for my business. So business essentials is actually a way of also taking a lot of that stuff that's in your head and getting it out of on a piece of paper and clearing it out. Is it going to work or isn't it? What has worked? What do the clients react to? Because anybody who runs a business knows that sometimes something that you think is a good idea and the clients won't react. And then something that you don't think is, well, you think is a pretty basic idea, everybody jumps on board and you're thinking, why didn't I think of this earlier?
I know, isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
You know, but it does happen. I've got another good idea for you too, which we'll do once we're off here.
Okay.
Okay, so looking at all the moving parts in our business. So I see that you start off with success mindset. So obviously that's very dear to my heart. but you sort of make the point that you need a mindset that supports your business.
Yep.
And that's super important, isn't mm-hmm. it? I often say, because I'm in the mindset business, that without the mindset piece, you can have all the strategy in the world, but if you don't believe it or you self-doubt, you won't put anything into action as
and
well.
And we've put that one first for that very reason, is that the best thing that we can do for our members and those doing Venus Business Essentials is help them get that mindset straight before they go into sales, marketing, financials. And it's about, you know, reminding them of the conviction that they have. Yeah. Is probably the best way to describe success mindset. And it's, I kind of think of it as the bugger you, I'm going to do this.
But Damn you. Despite you being so negative, I am going to do that. You know what? That is actually, that's sometimes what we need. You know, because we go out there and we just want everything to be really, really easy, but it's not. And the more we expect it, the more we're going to get the challenge. And so if that is the, you know, sometimes we need that to get over the hurdles, that kind of real backbone.
I think the success mindset builds the resilience, and anybody who runs a business knows that you've got to be resilient and have grit and determination.
Yeah.
Because everybody will tell you what you can't do.
Mm.
You know, there's that saying, you know, lots of people will tell you, the people that tell you what you can't do will be the ones watching you do it.
Success is the best revenge of
you. Yes.
Yeah. And have you found that as a result of with Venus, because over the past couple of years, it's been a massive growth challenge and things like that for you. So has your mindset been expanding along with the business?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
If it hadn't, I would have been in the corner in the fetal position, sucking on a bottle of wine like a baby.
The babies drink wine, but anyway.
This one does.
So with the financials, so where do a lot of women go wrong with business financials?
Women actually, a lot of them feel very guilty at charging a rate mm-hmm. or a price. So it's about that, but it's also about figuring out profit and a lot of those things. You know, how big are you going to grow as a business? Should you register for GST now? Putting in place some really good financial habits as well, so that as the business grows, that you've got a handle on the finances rather than them having a handle on you.
So do you give them a way to gently take off the blindfold or the blankets?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's probably, and there'll be people that argue with me, but I think women generally, they're doing a job that they love, and the money is a pleasant result of that, and is not as important as it perhaps should be, or as much of a driver as it should be, because it's about them also working out their financials and them understanding the value that they are bringing to other people. So it actually is part of a mindset, you know, the financials is also part of setting the mindset right around the financials as well.
I think you brought up a really good point about the value that they're providing and being charged for it, this altruistic sort of mentality. I think it has to stop for women in business in a way. I mean, we all do it when we first get started, but after a while, we're all incurring costs and expenses. And so we at some point we've got to go, okay, there is a universal law of fair exchange. It's time to bring it in, because otherwise the symptom is we'll either go into resentment want.
And that's when they do, and they go from altruistic to narcissistic.
Yeah.
And then we have to bring them back to the middle.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And there's a really good reason for the balance. Great. So marketing, so that's really important in this day and age. And often I think we can all look at social media as thinking that's going to solve all our problems, but it's more of a long-term strategy, isn't it?
Well, sometimes it creates them too.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So, but this is where it's really important that people actually come out with a really good strategy to come out from hiding, to not just keep relying on social media, to actually start to put the wheels in behind their business.
Well, marketing is also about understanding who your client is and communicating with them. And a lot of businesswomen, when you ask who your client is, they'll say everyone. And anybody who's in business knows the more you can identify who your client is, the more likely you are to trip over them and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So that marketing module takes them through that and makes them actually knuckle down and identify who that person is. In our workshop, it's probably for our coaches, it's probably the part of the workshop that takes the longest. And I've run that workshop before myself, and people are almost fighting you because they don't want to identify a particular person as their client. They still want everybody because they think if they get everybody, everybody will buy and then they'll put money in their bank account.
I know, it's really weird because I know quite a few years ago, before I had done a lot of work around that, I used to think, well, everyone can do with what I do. And this is when I was doing a marketing business. And I really had to learn myself that the more specific I am, in fact, the more that I drill down, the more that person seems to come through the door. And I'm like, oh, have you just been reading what I've written? You know, it's quite freaky.
Sometimes if you do it right, it can actually get really spooky.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Brilliant. Now, sales, you talked about that before. It's the crux of any business. Okay, so and so without sales, we don't have a business.
No, well, without sales, we don't have money, and money is really good because it pays our mortgages.
Pays our mortgages, all those sorts of things. Yeah.
But and I think what women don't understand is that they are actually naturally salespeople because women are empathetic and they're also wanting to help people. So, and most of the women, most women I know who run their businesses, they're doing something they love because they want to help other people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have this, think of sales as the big boogeyman, when it's not really. It's about conversations. It's about helping people. But sales is actually more about listening. I used to know when I ran my previous business, I would go and see a client and I'd ask them a few key questions. And I knew, always knew when I walked out whether or not I had that client, because if they did all the talking, I had them. And if I had to do all the talking, they were wanting me to prove myself to them.
Yes, good point.
Yeah, it wasn't a sale. It was a conversation, and they were trying to get information out of me that they could use and then not employ me.
Yeah.
Luckily, I became wise to that after a while.
Yeah, I know. We all do, don't we? Yeah. We all do. Yeah, definitely. And then I really like the fact that you go into the business process and planning. So obviously, we're running through the modules in a very quick way. But this is, so I guess this becomes a process-driven company, not a personality-run company, which is very wise because then it becomes more about the company and not us, right?
Well, and any business has to have processes. You have to have a marketing process. You have to have a sales process. You have to have a financial process. You know, if you don't have any of those things, your business will fall over as it grows, because you've got to be able to cope with multiple clients, ideally, if you want money in your bank account. And you've got to understand where they are in the process. And also, they've got to understand the process that they need to go through as your client. I often used to say to clients when I went out to see them in my previous business, so what happens from here is, and once they understand that, understand what the deliverables are and what the, stops on the way as well, it becomes easier, there's less questions, the communication just tends to happen better. So you really do need really good business, really good processes in your business. Because if you don't, you're going to end up spending a lot of time chasing your tail and apologising.
Yeah, that's right. And we don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah, that's one thing I've been working on.
And people
will
only put up with that for so long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they want people that are organised and onto it. And then you go into the business development module, which is going from here to there, growing beyond you, right? I mean, it's like, how do we develop the business from here on once you've got all the essentials? Is that where you go with this module?
Yeah, that module is really about where to next. So it's what do you need to do for your business moving on from business essentials? Once you've been through business essentials, you will probably identify out of the six modules, probably two, three, four of them won't be a problem at all. And then there may be one or two that you really are going to need some help around. So that is really about identifying where you need help. And then it's about looking at where you go for that help, whether it's a workshop or whether it's us putting you in touch with somebody in the network that is an expert in the field, and then really drilling down in your business. So, and it's, I suppose, what we do in the academy is we're constantly working with our members and saying, okay, so we've got this far, where do you want to go next? And you, what you also see is you actually see people's minds opening to the opportunities in their business. They start seeing things they would never see before, and then they get really excited and really motivated again. And I've seen some women just literally come alive.
Wow, that's,
you know,
so amazing.
And it's like, that's what I love.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And how easy is it for people to get their hands on it? Because this sounds like such a core essential course, which is why it's called Business Essentials.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, you've made it really achievable for everybody to be able to get their hands on to this, right?
Yes, I'll give you a link. Mm-hmm. You can go to that link and you simply pay the fee and download that those modules. There's a little quiz that you go through at the end of the module, because we like to make sure that you actually know what you're doing before you move on to the next module. So it's self-paced. We have a Facebook page that you can join, where myself and Jen Myers, who's our academy coach, some of our other coaches are on there. So if you need any help along the way, we are there and more than ready and willing to help you along the way.
That's brilliant. Okay, so I'll definitely get the address of you for that for later on. But they could also probably find it through venusclubs.co.nz as well.
Yeah, if you go to venusnetwork.co.nz or venusacademy.co.nz, there'll be links from both those websites.
Brilliant.
To Venus Business Essentials, which sits out by itself because it's special.
It's very special,
yeah.
Definitely is.
It's special in a special way.
So that's venusacademy.co.nz or venusnetwork.co.nz. Highly recommend that you definitely look into that, because there is a lot of detail in there and it's priced very, very well. And it's also a business expense too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's $147 plus GST for non-Venus members and $99 for a Venus member. It is a $1,500 six-month course that we it was written about 4 or 5 years ago, so we've rewritten it and brought it up to date, and we'll probably do that every year, just keep turning it over, keeping it fresh.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's brilliant. Yeah. What an amazing opportunity for people. So definitely, if you want more information, make sure that you go and check those out and set up some time to support yourself in actually going through it too, because I'm partway through it and I do know that I have to schedule some time to make sure that I actually do it on a regular basis, but a little bit hard at this time of year. But
yes, but there's the new year,
yeah,
beaches, batches, caravans.
It's online, people.
Send everybody out to the beach, send them away for a couple of hours, pour yourself a glass of wine, spend some time on getting stuck in.
Oh, stuck in my language. How amazing. That's really cool. Now, and so what else is going to be new for you in 2020?
For me in 2020, I've got lots of cunning plans that I cannot yet reveal, mainly because I haven't worked out a lot of the processes behind them.
Yeah.
But 2020 really for Venus is about consolidation. So I bought the business in 2017. We became a charity in 2018.
Goodness.
So we've had a busy year this year. So which is 2019. So 2020 year is very much about, we've done a lot of groundwork. So this year is about consolidation. It's about working with our members. It's about making ourselves known out in the business world, because we're currently one of the best kept secrets. And it's really about continuing to grow and develop the academy and work with our members on their business development.
That's so exciting, isn't it? Yeah.
I actually want Christmas to get out of the way so I can get stuck in.
Sounds great. What would be a couple of top tips that you would like some of your business, you know, some of the businesswomen in New Zealand to know? What would be a couple of top tips?
Probably the top tip would be, you are your business's biggest asset. Make sure you look after yourself.
Yeah,
because without your without you, your business falls over. Probably the next one would be to back yourself. To you know, to have self-belief. And also, I would say, don't ever give up. Resilience and grit are really important in business.
Yeah, yeah, and not to expect it to be so easy, you know.
No, don't expect it to be easy, but negatives come along, and I used to, but I don't so much now. I used to think of them as a negative. I now look at them and I think, okay, what's the opportunity in this for me?
Yeah.
And there always is. And the other thing is, once you start thinking about it that way, you turn your mental around and you become less mental and a little bit more positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would probably be those things. It's probably more that side of the business. And set boundaries. Women are really bad at not setting boundaries.
Such great advice. Yeah, setting some boundaries. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I see that all the time. And I think we're all guilty of it a little bit, but yeah, putting some boundaries in, even just scheduling time to go through business essentials, putting a boundary around that. It's a non-negotiable. This is it, you know. And it's a way that we actually start to sort of prove that we're worth it as well.
Yeah. There are probably one other thing I'd say is, ask for help.
Mm.
Lots of people don't ask for help.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, these are great advice. So number one is, you are your biggest asset.
I was only allowed three and I got five.
You got five, yeah. Okay, so, and ask for help. So that was, you know, you are your biggest asset. Look after yourself. Back yourself. Actually find a way to increase your self-belief.
Can I have number six?
You can have number six.
Stick to your knitting.
Okay, what do you mean?
A lot of people start a business doing one thing, and then they're asked to do, like when I ran my previous business, it was telecommunications. And as long as I stuck to that, I did really well and I had more clients that I could cope with. Once people started asking me to get involved on the IT side of things, I could do that, but it wasn't my first love or what I really liked doing.
Right.
But I could do it for people. But what that did was it dissolved my effectiveness.
Great. Great advice. Thank you so much for joining me today, Carolyn. So that's Carolyn Banks from venusnetwork.co.nz or venusacademy.co.nz. She's given us some really great advice, which I'll put into the links below when I post all of these out. So thank you so much, Carolyn.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Bye for now.
Bye.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. There's lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. Time for change. I know that it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the
And it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the